Leviticus 19:34 says to welcome and love the immigrant. But does God mandate welcoming the enemies of God in Israel and Christians? The answer is no. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and a timely Stand in the Gap Minute. Understand that God's welcoming command was conditional. The potential immigrant had to assimilate, become a Jew, and embrace the God of Israel and their laws. King Solomon in 2 Chronicles 6:32 repeated this truth when he said, "When a sojourner comes to the land because of our God and prays in the temple, then welcome them in." To be welcome, immigrants must submit, not rebel, must fear God, not fight for atheism or Allah. While simple, this principle is profound. God's Word does hold all the answers if we but read it and do it. The American Pastors Network, pastors preaching the truth, equipping the saints for service. Visit us at theamericanpastorsnetwork.net to find out how you can help.